In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. You can download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Say good morning to Chip Patterson, college football writer for CBS Sports. Chip, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Fastest turnaround we got all season. Hope y'all are doing well.
Yeah, the Florida State dropping to 0-2 it's a real head scratch. I mean, I don't think anybody expected Bill O'Brien's BC Eagles to go in and just push around the Seminoles like they did last night. It was a pretty impressive debut for Bill O'Brien for the BC Eagles. Disappointing for the Florida State fan base. Where do the Seminoles go from here? I mean, this is a pretty devastating start to the season for a team that had high expectations.
Let me just say this real quick, Chip. Like, the portal's a big thing, and Florida State uses it. He's got a million transfers. I actually thought this when I first heard it. I was surprised the best he could do was DJU in the portal at quarterback.
So the thinking from Florida State was, and like I'll get to the big picture stuff, but I know for a fact the thinking from Florida State's coaching staff was, we are not getting DJ Uiagalelei thinking that we are going to unlock something that has not been unlocked. Right. Like, there was no hubris or arrogance that he was going to be something that he's not. Remember, in his recruiting class, among quarterbacks, he's there between Bryce Young and CJ Stroud.
Yep.
I mean, the top three quarterbacks in his recruiting class are Bryce Young, DJU, and CJ Stroud. And so, you know, we're not going to try to think that we're going to be able to recapture that evaluation of him coming out of high school. Florida State's staff believes that we can put enough around DJ so that we're not going to ask him to be anything more than he was at Oregon State, which was, you know, 21 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, decent completion percentage, but very much just out there managing the offense. To me, you mentioned the transfer portal. It's not about DJ. It's the fact that the evaluations and the additions at some of the other places on this roster have just not clearly not panned out and or not gelled. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that this defense that you had gone into the portal to try to pick up some replacements for guys like Jared Verse and Braden Fisk and, you know, some of those guys that really made the Seminoles really salty on that side of the ball, such that they were able to win the ACC championship even without Jordan Travis. That, to me, is the biggest glaring issue with Florida State, is that in both the Georgia Tech loss and the Boston College loss, they got pushed around at the line of scrimmage and they could not get off the field when they needed to. That they had, and I don't know if you guys have even pointed this out yet, but like, they had 12 men on the field and still gave up a touchdown run inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah.
This is Florida State University football. You're playing at home and you are getting pushed around when you got a man advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like some real gut check, soul searching, coaching staff, locker room. You know what? Maybe there was something mystical and USC and FSU switch defenses. Because when I saw USC play against LSU, I saw a team that was fundamental with their tackling. They were more structurally connected, and they weren't giving up as many explosive plays. Garrett Nussmeier had to be awesome. FSU, that looked like the USC defense of last year. Bunch of arm tackling, a bunch of weak effort. And it's just, again, I'm sitting here watching this thing. I can't, you know, speak to exactly the effort of all 11 players, but man, there were a lot of broken tackles from Boston College, and that's not what I expected at all. So yeah, DJ was never expected to be anything that he has not already been in college football. That's why this is even, you know, arguably even more worrisome for Florida State, because if DJ ain't it, Glenn, sure, go out there and see if you can do it. Tate Rodemaker, another 4-star, go see if you can do it. Fixing the defense is a much larger issue.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the numbers, they gave up almost 200 rushing yards to Tech, and then against BC they gave up almost 300. So that clearly is an issue. I don't know, I just think that DJ, I understand he was a highly recruited player, but guys get over-recruited all the time, and his numbers just haven't been there, and he's proven he's an average quarterback. So I was just surprised by that. Anyway, getting back to the ACC, so now Miami looks like they're the cream of the crop after what has happened the last week or so, with certainly with Florida State and Clemson. Cam Ward goes in there and looks like a Heisman Trophy winner, rolls Florida. Napier's got to certainly be feeling it. He's had two losing seasons and doesn't look great this year, especially with their schedule. So kind of talk. And then now Georgia Tech in the ACC, they look good. Virginia Tech looked terrible. So kind of give me your thoughts on the ACC. It's only been one game. I get it.
Right.
But your thoughts on the ACC after week one.
Yeah, I mean, it's Miami, and then you take a step and you start to look for contenders. And I think it will be more of a, you know, we strike off teams rather than adding them up, because we had this big group of squads that we looked at, and the conversation was like, okay, so it looks like the ACC is going to have more depth this year. I mean, I remember that was what Nick Saban said. That was what Kirk Herbstreit said. You know, we're going into, you know, College game day, and shoot, even Pete Thamel was been told by NFL scouts, this might be the best. Florida State might have the best defensive line in the country. It's like, we're playing Mythbusters in the ACC this year, fellas, because Virginia Tech ain't it.
Mm-mm.
SMU ain't it. I mean, they were in trouble against Nevada in week zero.
Right.
We're adding Georgia Tech to the picture. But, you know, we've got Louisville, who I still think is going to be a team to be reckoned with. Clemson looks like the exact same Clemson from last year. The offense does not look any better. I mean, we are very quick. NC State had to score 21 straight at the end of the game to beat Western Carolina, and I think the Wolfpack might be in trouble against Tennessee. So not only is it Miami jumping to the cream, is the cream of the crop, I think that right now Miami has created a gap with the rest of the ACC in a way where, coming into the season, my expectation was that we would have a really entertaining race with four or five teams all in the mix to make the conference title game when we enter November. And while that might be the case in terms of a team making it for that second spot, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, quite as competitive, especially quite as competitive with top-tier teams.
Chip, your headliner game of week two is Texas visiting the Big House against Michigan. We saw Texas just throttle Colorado State in their opener. Michigan got by Fresno, weren't quite impressive in that one. Michigan catching 7.5 in this game. How do you handicap this top 10 matchup, number 4 and number 9 getting after it in Ann Arbor?
Caught some heat on the Cover 3 podcast because I, you know, I watch a lot of football, but a lot, some of the Texas game that I watched had the offensive line not getting quite enough push and the run game not really sparking it. I know they won 52-0, but midway through that second quarter, it was 10-0 with some empty possessions in there. So here's what I'm looking at. I think that if Texas's offensive line, which has NFL draft picks like Kelvin Banks, they might get pushed around by Michigan's defensive front in a way that makes it a little tough for Quinn Ewers to really get that offense humming at a high level, especially playing on the road in the Big House. All that said, I have zero faith in Michigan's offense to be able to be truly dynamic. At 7.5, I don't have a – a strong play one way or the other, but I will tell y'all that I think the under is live all day. And if we get those scripted touchdowns, oh, boys, this is my favorite in college football, especially early. If you get, like, each team or one team scores, then you jump back in on the live under because you know that once you get off those first 15 plays, these offenses might get a little bit lost or the defenses might adjust. So I think that it's going to be a game that Texas probably wins because Texas can ultimately come up with a score. Hey, it's going to be better at coming up with a scoring drive when Texas needs a scoring drive. I think they can do that better than Michigan coming up with a scoring drive when Michigan needs a scoring drive. But I don't think it's going to be easy for either team. Michigan, because they are going up against a good Texas defense and don't really know what they are offensively. And then Texas, just because they're going to be facing one of the nastiest defensive lines, the defensive fronts in the entire country. So I see it being a low-scoring rock fight. I mean, low-scoring, 7.5 might make you think Michigan, but until I see that that offense has settled into anything resembling consistency, it's going to be tough for me to ask much from them offensively, so I'll rely on the defense.
Talking college football with Chip Patterson from CBS Sports, we know the transfer portal's huge. What we don't hear about as much, almost like a salary cap thing, is how much NIL money is being spent by each team. Are we able to get any sort of grasp on that? Like, I've heard Ohio State spending like $20 million this year. Do we have any idea? Because some teams make a jump, like Miami, because of transfer portal, because they're able to pay a quarterback, Cam Ward.
Not only can we not get a grasp on it, but it's really tough for us to even know whether the numbers that were pledged or committed at the time of the transfer are going to end up coming, if all those checks are going to get delivered.
Huh.
There is one instance, Power 5 program that picked up a highly coveted transfer from the Group of Five before in the winter window. So, like, you know, in December. And everyone's like, wow, that was a really good addition. And he was part of a really big transfer class where it looked like they were spending. And then he and another coveted transfer left after spring practice. And while it might have been not a good fit, you know, other things might have come up, I just wonder if the communication from the coaching staff to the collective, to the family, to the player, if in all of that communication and in the rush to try to get somebody signed with a portal window that would eventually close, I wonder if there's some miscommunication on what these numbers are. Hmm. I wonder if coaches and collectives are always on the same page. So not only is it hard for us to get a grasp of the numbers, but gentlemen, I think that we've got some situations where things are being pledged and then you go to the donors and you're not able to meet the pledges. I mean, it's the same thing with like a school drive or a church drive or anything else like that. You've got all these pledges. You put the big graph up with the thermometer. Congratulations, we've met our goal. Well, the real challenge is now you got to go and collect. And I wonder if that's going to be the mess that we have to deal with, at least until we get into something more resembling a salary cap here with the House antitrust settlement.
Let's talk a little Notre Dame A&M. You know, just kind of looking at some of the teams that aren't feeling great this week after the way they played this past week. We already mentioned a couple of them. I'm not totally out on A&M, and I mean, it's Elko's first year. Wegman looked terrible. I mean, terrible. Riley Leonard, transfer in from Duke, looked pretty good. I mean, didn't throw up huge passing numbers, but ran the ball well, didn't turn the ball over. Notre Dame's defense looked really, really good. And just kind of looking at Notre Dame's schedule going forward, I mean, this was this was the toughest out, right? Because everything else, I mean, they got to play Georgia Tech. They do have to play Florida State, but we've already talked about them. And then at USC, I mean, it looks like it's very beneficial to them, especially if that defense keeps playing the way they did.
I mean, it's y'all remember the old run with an egg and a spoon relay race when you were kids? That's Notre Dame in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Like, all they got to do is not drop it.
Right.
So take it slow, run the ball, play good defense. They have three true road games.
Right.
Three true road games on their entire schedule, and their toughest one, they just won in week one. Just two true road games remaining, and the last one at USC. While, again, like I said earlier, I was impressed with USC. That could be tough. I mean, if Notre Dame walks into that season finale at 11-0 or 10-1, then, yeah, they probably got this thing booked. I mean, they'd probably be playing that game not to make the playoff, but just to make sure that they can host a first-round playoff game. I am so impressed with Notre Dame's defense, the way they handled it. I think that offensively, they did a very good job with an inexperienced offensive line against a terrific Texas A&M defensive line in a hostile territory of getting Riley Leonard on the move and of running the ball with a little bit of misdirection. So he was not just a sitting duck back there for the pass rush. They knew that they were not going to win a game by scoring a whole bunch, but they also didn't think that Texas A&M was going to score a whole bunch. And on the A&M side, I kind of Wegman might not be it.
I know.
We've been waiting for that, and it's almost a little like shades of DJU in terms of, you know, connecting that one. Just a player who we've heard about and talked about, and he looks good in practice and looks good in camps.
Highly recruited, right?
Yeah, yep. I don't know, and I just don't think that. I think that Texas A&M is good. I just don't think Texas A&M is special. And when we start really wanting to talk about those teams at the top of the SEC, especially the expanded SEC, you need to be special to enter the conversation when we're talking about top five, top six teams in the league. Texas A&M, salty defense, much better coaching at every place on the staff. They've upgraded a head coach, offensive coordinator, and defensive coordinator. But at the same time, man, it's just where are the special wide receivers? Where are the special running backs? And Connor Wegman, of course, is one place where it starts. So there are some teams out there that have really good athletes and athleticism, but in performance right now look unremarkable. And that doesn't mean they can't get better as the coaches figure it out and as the players get settled into the season. But right now, Texas A&M is a fine. Texas A&M is a C+. They'll count towards graduation, but, man, you ain't really doing anything for your
right.
GPA.
Right, exactly.
Chip, thanks as always, man. We appreciate it.
We're going to talk to you a lot
we'll
this year, bro.
Have you on again soon, man.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
Yep, right. That's Chip Patterson, college football writer for CBS Sports. You can give him a follow on Twitter, @Chip_Patterson. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Time now to get into EB's entertainment page, which is sponsored.
Sponsored, driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5 for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. You know, I almost got into an altercation in my X5 this weekend.
Really?
Luckily, I'm calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah.
Could have very easily been a road rage incident. In fact, if it was Lurch, would have been a guaranteed road rage incident.
I'll do it!
I honestly Don't think I was in the wrong, but maybe you guys will say you're a dope. You definitely were in the wrong.
Don't question me.
So I was parked at Safeway.
All right. The Inkton Safeway, your go-to?
So you're coming out of Safeway. Mm-hmm. On the right side, I was like in the third car, whatever. Got a good, pretty good slot, okay?
Okay.
Coming out with my little baggie. Just got a couple things. And I start pulling out of my X5. I look around, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm pulling out. And then way down at the other end of the lot, I see a car approaching.
Okay.
Well, I just continue pulling out. This guy, instead of slowing down, he starts speeding up. And then we get to a point where I'm out of my spot, and he's looking at me, and he's going. And I went to him, and I went. And we go. We have a thing going.
You have a wave off.
You have a standoff.
And he's looking at me, waving his hands, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like.
You look like the village people. Going,
yeah, so I guess he expected me to pull back in and let him drive through.
I feel like if you were halfway out.
I was halfway out. He
needs to stop.
He was 10 cars away.
He's clearly in the wrong. Driving too fast in the parking lot.
I think he was clearly in the wrong.
In the wrong.
He was so upset at me that I slowed him down.
Right.
And I just looked at him. We did the,
Jordan shrug. You're on the Jordan shrug.
I did the Jordan shrug. What type of car
did he have?
It was a truck of some sort.
Trying to bully you with his big truck.
It wasn't necessarily bigger, but he definitely was in a hurry, and he didn't like that I continued to back out.
Did you size him up?
He was an older guy.
You're doing the disbelief shrug.
I mean,
Inkton has a lot of old people. So it's a senior.
Look, I'm a senior. I'm a senior citizen.
You're not a senior.
He's close.
I'm senior tour eligible.
He's close to double nickels, and that's pretty close.
I missed my prime years on the senior tour.
Yeah, you were clearly in the right. He's driving too aggressively in the parking lot. He's in the wrong.
I think. What do you think, Valdez?
I don't get it. Why was he slowed down and then he sped up?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, so he was like, let's say, 10 parked cars back coming towards me when I noticed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he was trying to bully me into pulling in by speeding up, a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, listen, he wasn't going 30, but all of a sudden I was like, why is this guy speeding up?
Yeah.
And then,
you know what?
I'm not backing out. I was already halfway out of my spot. He was nowhere near me.
He's just an ass. What it is.
And then I went like this. And something could have happened. And then I just continued on my way, and then he peeled out and turned right when I went left. So he clearly was in a hurry for something. Meanwhile, I was just...
You're such a loser.
I can't even remember. I was just getting like some cheese. Right. I mean, I wasn't even getting...
That's very on brand.
Yeah.
Big hunk of Cracker Barrel
cheese. I had to get something. I had a couple of odds and ends things
So you didn't actually pass each other in the aisle?
Oh, we were...
In the row?
Oh, no, this is in the parking lot.
Right, yeah, but I'm saying when you pulled out and you passed, passed?
No, he got my ass into my X5.
Oh, okay, all right.
You know what you should have done? So he was behind you after you pulled out, correct?
Right. Yeah.
I would have driven 1 mile an hour in that parking lot, tilted him.
Yeah. Well, listen, I wasn't trying to have an altercation either, but he was so angry, and I was so calm.
That guy's a loser.
He's a loser.
I don't know who it is.
Nobody's in that big of a rush in a Safeway parking lot. Like, you shouldn't be in that big of a rush to get out of it.
Kensington's a small town, too. So, word might get back to him.
What if he had a fantasy draft coming up, Cakes?
You got to budget your time better. You can't be in that big of a rush. It can't be that life or death for the guy driving around in the Safeway parking lot.
I mean, obviously, he was late for something. And he was peeling wheel out of there.
5 seconds is not going to make a difference for him.
I know. I mean, it's just like, dude, settle down.
Just wait. Yeah.
He's a jackass.
That's just how people.
He was in the wrong. I mean, I never know. What's the cutoff line when you should pull back in? Maybe when the car's right near you.
I mean, maybe.
If you clearly cut him off. Yeah, but
he was way down the other end of the lot. I had plenty of time to back out.
3 cars down.
Yeah, he was like 10 cars.
Are you a backer outer?
I don't always worry about get my egress. I just pull in.
I'm a full on backer inner and then pull
every
straight
time.
Out. Almost exclusively now.
To me, it's just a path. It's just a pain in the ass.
Oh, it's not a pain.
I thought that was reserved for men with big trucks. Cakes, you're backing in your little tiny.
Of course,
car.
I am. I just did it 20 minutes ago.
But it's so easy to get out.
I don't like backing out.
Q
Cakes also used to park about a mile away when we would go to Subway in Fairfax.
Before getting steps was cool, I was getting extra steps by parking my car a quarter mile out in the lot.
Right.
The rest of us would park right in front of Honey Baked Ham, and Cakes would be 20 yards away.
I'm not a lazy parker.
No, I will say that.
I actually think you didn't like
parking. Filled with lazy parkers.
No, I think you were kind of a lazy parker.
Because you didn't
want to. You were doing it because you didn't want to park next to other vehicles.
That's probably
part of it. You wanted empty spots next to you.
Yeah, I didn't want my
scared of parking next to other people.
You didn't care about that.
I don't know. I might have.
He's probably a terrible parker.
I mean, if it was like a loner car from back in the day, sure.
I would care even less if it's a loner. Not mine.
But through a car deal. Like, I respect the cars I have through a car deal.
I do, too. But when it gets nicked, I go, that's yeah. That sucks for
me. Not my problem.
Nothing too bad.
That happened with the truck that we rented in Napa. So we came out of a store somewhere, and there was a big streak on the passenger's car door.
Yeah.
When we didn't do it.
Right.
Someone pummeled that thing.
Pwned it.
And when we pulled it back in, when we were leaving, we went
to the
airport.
Did they notice it?
Didn't say anything. They just said, just leave the keys.
They go over. When I bring the cars back, they go over that thing.
They usually do.
In the airport?
They're looking for any dings.
In the airport, they're usually pretty quick. Like when you, there's an onslaught of cars.
Yeah, this guy just said, leave the keys there. Yeah. It's all good. I was like,
you better hope you don't get billed later.
Well, I haven't got billed yet. It's been, 3 weeks?
Grabby did that. Yeah, Grabby plowed into a car.
In Florida, I backed into the pole, smashed the entire bumper.
Backed in.
And what happened?
Backing in.
Nothing. I dropped off the key. The guy never even did a walk around.
Yeah, just dropped them off.
What are you going to do?
A donk.
Yeah. It's great.
Some good day drinking that day. Out at the beach, allegedly.
Cakes, I don't know why this chick still gets run. I guess it's just because she's an attractive girl. Kristen Cavallari.
Jay Cutler's ex. Yeah.
I guess she has her own show, or she used to, called The Very Cavallari.
We'll never watch that.
Who knows?
Hey, it's Brett. I love her. She was on The Hills.
Do you know, care to guess, how old do you think Kristen Cavallari is?
I'm going to say
because she was famous from Laguna Beach.
Yeah, 43. Mid-40s is a good guess.
That's what I would have thought.
I'll say 36.
She's 37.
Ooh. Wow.
A little younger than I thought. But her boyfriend's even younger, Mark Estes. 24.
Ooh.
And she's bragging about their...
Why is he famous? Does he have any sort of fame?
He's an influencer. He's in the Montana Boys.
Influencer.
He's in the what?
He's in this group of guys online called the Montana Boys.
The Montana Boys.
It's hard to explain, but they just play the same song over and over again, and they walk in a line, and one peels off, the next one walks up.
I hate them automatically.
It sounds...
I haven't seen 1 second of them. I know I hate
them. Horrific.
Yeah. Sounds... terrible.
Sounds
and the worst
horrific.
Part, he's probably a multimillionaire.
Probably is. Well, he's maybe the best part is he's tagging Kristen Cavallari, Cakes.
It's Brad. I'm jealous.
24.
Sounds like she should be the big Montana boy. Yeah.
And apparently, all they're doing is bragging about their sex.
Ah.
She says it's the best sex she's ever had. You think Jay Cutler's a little bit bitter about that?
I don't think he cares. He's probably dragging on a Marlboro Light as we speak.
What's Jay Cutler doing these days?
He's probably.
I think he's on
money.
A show.
Jay Cutler.
He's probably going to bars on Broadway in Nashville, and
that's true. He might blue.
And hitting.
I think he's on Inside the NFL.
Is it really?
Just bounced around. I don't know what network that's on. I've seen him doing some stuff.
Big shocker! Trent Williams signed. Big shocker. 3 days before the season.
How much guaranteed money did he get?
I didn't see that number yet.
But they wait till the very end to get it done. Yeah. Anyway, she says it's partly because, you know, in your 20s, you're just kind of clueless. Now she's in her 30s. She knows her body.
Mm.
And they're getting after it. They're having the Cakes and Amy sex.
The Montana Boys.
Montana Boys.
I think I'm going to try to watch some of it just so I can hate that guy more. Estes, whatever his name
is. He's probably super dreamy,
isn't he? He's handsome.
Is he handsome?
I would assume.
We hate all handsome people, right, Cakes?
Well, handsome guys tend to hate all handsome guys, so yes. That's a yes,
is that
EB.
What it is?
I think that's what it is.
Okay, let me see. Let me see what this dude looks like. I just got to check real quick.
Kristen Cavallari, she's not dating a three.
This guy's a douche.
Yeah.
You could tell
dude,
in 2 seconds.
Dude, this one video has 17 million viewers, and it's just the guy coming out with no shirt, and I guess another guy coming with a shirt just sitting on their truck.
He's not wearing a shirt. He's got He thinks he's got cool tattoos. Whatever. You're going to regret those, loser.
Let's see.
All right.
I used to want to go to Montana at some point. Now I might have to cross it off the list.
There's no reason to go to Montana.
Because they live in Nashville. I don't get the bit, but...
They're in Nashville, but they call themselves the Montana Boys.
They stink.
Well, remember, she and Jay Cutler used to live in Nashville.
They were out on Broadway this past weekend.
Yeah, probably. He looks like all the douchebags you were bumping into, and that's why you couldn't wait to get out of there. Believe me, I know. He's probably all roided up.
I think I saw Jay Cutler quarterbacking for Vandy on Saturday.
It's a good one. Good backhanded dig. I like that.
Adele Cakes is apparently taking a hiatus from music. She's got 10 more shows left of her Vegas residency that she's had at Caesar's Palace.
Just clocking big checks.
Since November of 2022. She says, I have 10 shows to do, but after that, I'll not see you for an incredibly long time.
She's taking a long vacation.
And I'll
good
hold you
her.
Dear in my heart. Now, many people are suggesting that they think that she, I guess she recently revealed that she is engaged to that guy, Rich Paul. Is he LeBron's agent or whatever? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I guess people are speculating that even though she has one child, she's maybe planning a pregnancy with Rich Paul
very
so they
good.
Can have their own child, and she's going to raise her child a little bit before she gets back to music.
Can't blame her.
Can't blame
her. Probably $100 million in the bank.
Very
good for her.
Does she add a last name? I just know her as Adele. So if she married him, would she be Adele Paul?
No, she'll be Adele. You think she's going to add a last name? She's gotten the
Does
level of fame where she's a one-name person.
Adele's last name?
Does anybody
know if Adele is even her first name?
I'm assuming that's her first name. I don't know.
It's a weird name. I don't know.
She's Adele. She was Lori Blue Adkins.
She's got 100 names.
She's got a lot of names.
Adele Lori Blue. Is that one of her ex-husbands? One of them? Maybe she was Adele Lori Blue. No.
Has she been married?
No, she was married to a guy named Konecki.
Yeah. She was definitely married before.
Yeah. But she wasn't Adele Konecki.
Oh, she's just Adele.
That would be like being Adele Allville.
Yeah, right.
You couldn't do that.
Allville's a way better last name than Konecki.
Yeah,
if I set the over-under on Grammy Awards at 16.5, would you go over?
Over.
Oh, I would go over.
I guess I would go over.
Always bet against Kate. 16.
Damn it.
You knew he would go
I
over.
Figured you set the number so high. It must have been like 35.
Hey, I'm still
Wasn't
waiting.
Wasn't Beyonce have like 35?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for the Niners to trade Ayuk here so I don't have to pay you $5.
Right.
Before week one, starts.
You keep waiting
for
that. He
signed his deal.
Yeah, but Dick can sign him and trade him. Yeah. I'm hoping for a miracle over
here. It's the slowest sign and trade ever.
Zippy chance.
Come on, Adam Peters, get on it.
Drabby, J-Lo's in the news. She's She's performing the Drabby. She's the Belfie or whatever you call that, the butt selfie pic, mm-hmm. where she's doing the bit where she's looking in the mirror and she's showing off her ass. Thirsty pic.
What a
thirst trap.
What a narcissist. Her and Kirk Herbstreit. Just narcissists all over the place.
I think if you want to know who's a narcissist, all you got to do is just look at their Instagram page. And if it's 9,000 photos of them
yes.
and only them,
right.
pretty good clue.
Yeah.
Or if they follow zero people
right.
on social media.
It's a pretty good tip-off,
there was some dumbass influencer in Nashville that my daughters knew and recognized. I think his name was Nunez. He used to play basketball in Michigan.
All right.
Adrian Nunez?
Let me guess. I'm just going to bet blind here. Annoying.
Oh. All he was doing is dancing around. Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah.
All over the bar. Just being
had
idiot.
Had a halo light.
Been an idiot.
Meanwhile,
influencers are the worst. Yeah.
You know what? I'm
influenced.
Right, well, we have a car out for Kelsey. But
all right, for one.
Everybody else, you stink.
Adrian Nunez has 6.4 million followers.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's a bouncer. Look at me. I mean, what a loser.
Was your daughter intrigued, though?
Idiot!
No, they just said, look, it's Adrian Newton. They thought he was acting stupid,
loser.
Too, but they knew who he was. I said, who's that loser?
What's it
you know what? And there was a billion guys just like him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like this Mark Estes guy.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to get Thompson Creek Windows in your home this fall? Huge savings? Well, you're in luck. Thompson Creek Windows keep your energy bills in check while keeping you toasty all winter long. And I'm talking big savings. 50% off, as in 50. Yep. It's the first ever Thompson Creek Window Fest. Call Thompson Creek now to save 50%. Buy one window, get one 50% off. Plus, special finance options, and a 50-year guarantee. Do what I did. Call 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
You know who loves internet polls and voting on them?
Scotty?
He's sitting right across from me. His name is Jason Bishop. He loves him an internet poll. Huh. So I think he should go vote on our Scotty's Vodka. Poll of the day, Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. What's your ceiling on wins for the Washington Commanders this upcoming season? Your choices are 7 wins, 8 wins, 9 wins, 10 or more.
Mm.
I just cast my vote for 10 wins or more, which is 18% of the vote right now.
Well, it should be, yeah, like it's a ceiling. That's like if all things go right.
Right.
Your ceiling's not, if all things go right, 7.
That is leader in the clubhouse right now from the fans.
Well, 7 people, wins, 31%.
Let me just say this. People are dumb. That's not the ceiling.
Well, what if they believe the ceiling is 7 wins because they won 4 games last year?
They're dumb. That's not the ceiling.
Then they just have a super low ceiling.
Yeah, no, they're dumb. Because if
they've got like a funhouse ceiling.
If Jaden Daniels is great, and a couple of these other guys perform, of course we're going to win.
He doesn't
8, 9, 10
games. Right, well, doesn't even need to be great. Just be very good.
What if he's great?
What if he's very good?
He's going to be very good. Very good's his floor.
Ooh, I like that. That's his floor. I like that. That is Jaden Daniels' floor.
Very good is his floor.
Ooh.
Fully invested.
What if he has a Josh Allen like rookie season?
He's better than him.
He's better than Josh Allen.
Coming out of college.
He's definitely more
accurate.
He's further down the line, passing-wise, than Josh Allen.
But Eric, if people knew he was going to be great, if they could predict the future and knew he would be great, of course they're going to say 10 or 11 wins. You don't know that.
No, people aren't smart.
No, you have no idea.
They're dumb. They're just thinking that we can max out at 7 wins or something.
First and final prediction.
People are scared to get on.
I think I'm going to have the Commanders with 10 wins.
And that's not even a ceiling. That's what your prediction is.
It's my prediction. Now, I've made a lot of wrong predictions, as has everyone in this room.
Yeah.
But
hey, this is all about you. It's not about me.
I might be at 10 wins. We'll have to see. Go through the sked.
Will you readjust if they lose to Tampa in an embarrassing fashion?
No, because embarrassing fashion,
no, but
I don't
will.
Want that to happen.
I will say this.
All right, so Josh Allen is a rookie.
Yeah.
Just want to give you his numbers.
He threw about, he was about 50% on completion percentage.
He only played in 12 games out of 16.
Yeah.
10 touchdowns, 12 picks.
Yeah.
Quarterback rating was 68. He also ran for 631 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Ooh, that gets me horny. Yeah,
so he did have, I would say,
very
as a rookie,
good running year. Very
18
good running
total
year.
Touchdowns with the 12 picks. They finished 6-10.
Yeah.
All right. I would say it was a promising rookie season.
That to me would be our floor.
Well, especially
that
because of the running numbers.
That would be a floor ceiling for me. If you told me that Jaden Daniels threw 10 touchdowns and 12 picks, I would be greatly disappointed.
Well, it's 12 games from him, so what it would be comparable
and
would
he only completed, 50% of his passes or below
50%? 53%.
I mean, that's butt.
It'd be comparable to, though, if Jaden threw 17 touchdowns and ran
six.
For 10 more.
Oh. Well, 27 is a pretty good number.
That's a good total number.
Well, that's
because he had
elite.
8 rushing touchdowns, Josh Allen, in just 12 games. And he had 631 yards rushing. I would say, I think Jaden's going to be at like 800.
I think Jaden's touchdown number is going to start with this number.
Passing? Ooh. Passing or rushing?
Passing.
Yeah.
21
it's
going to
start
22.
With a 2.
Yeah. You're pretty much with me.
I think he's going to account for about, if he stays healthy.
30 total touchdowns.
He's going to be close to that number.
Cakes, you're with me.
Yeah.
His floor is very good.
Who's he throwing him to?
He can throw 22 touchdowns and rush for 8, and boom, you're at 30.
Team EB Cakes.
Team Jaden. I'm Team Jaden.
You were Team Fitz a couple years ago.
You're gonna comp Fitz, a career journeyman.
I'm just saying,
I clearly had an affinity for to the number 2 overall.
I'm just saying, you're singing a familiar tune. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You are singing a very familiar tune.
Fitz was a desperation signing by Ron. He thought he could milk a year or two out of him. He got injured.
Jason,
didn't work.
You've heard this tune before, right?
This is a number 2 overall pick.
Yeah, I heard the same thing from Bickle on Sam Howell last year.
No.
I'm buying it.
Sam Howell, I was cautiously optimistic on too, but I really supported him. And I thought by week 7 or 8, we clearly had our guy.
What EB's most popular tune, I think, when it comes to Commanders is, we have plenty of weapons.
Right.
But I think
he sang that tune
that's year after year. That's all the time.
Every year we got plenty of weapons. We'll be fine. We're balanced. You can throw to him. You can throw to this guy. You can throw to that guy.
You can put this down. Quote me. I like our weapons.
I know. It's
that's the same quote of 2010.
Every year.
I like our tight ends. I like our running backs. I love our quarterback. Our receivers are fine. They're not great, but they're fine. I like our weapons.
What if De'Ami Brown breaks out and has like a 40-catch
campaign?
People
forget.
I mean, is
Logan
it impossible?
Logan Thomas came here and had the resume of Mike Marr. And then he caught 72 balls.
He a hokey.
Right? And there was one guy in the room that said he liked the signing. Look at this.
We see who it is.
Well, yeah, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Right. Well, the broken clock's about to be right again.
Was Logan
Jayden.
Thomas silly? Did I miss that?
He was okay. He had a really good year.
No, no. You guys acted like it was a nondescript signing and the training camp, like it wouldn't even be here. I said, no. I'm telling you, there's some potential there. Go to the tape.
Hey.
What if Jayden Daniels?
When Zach Ertz lifts off, I want the back padding machine. I'm ready to get from you.
You can borrow it.
What if Jayden Daniels, throws for 170 yards, doesn't throw a touchdown, throws a pick,
yeah,
doesn't rush for a touchdown in the Tampa game? Bickle's going to say, one game.
That's a disappointing debut.
I would say that. Yeah.
I'll be disappointed.
It's just
I'm
one game.
Think I'm going to write him off after one game?
Not saying you're going to write him off.
Jayden, he's going to account
for... You're going to couch it.
He's going to account for a minimum of 2 touchdowns this upcoming weekend. A minimum. Minimum 1 rushing and 1
throwing.
We've got
a bet that he's going to be... We've got a bet.
I know. I'm well aware of the bet.
4 total touchdowns in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think I have that money already. It's money in the bank.
What is
our... shrimp.
He's a shrimp. Bryce Young is a shrimp.
Such revisionist history.
No, I like Bryce Young.
Yeah, but
Young.
That shrimp, I kind of like...
I'm not giving up on
him. He's a peewee football player.
I kind of like Dave Canales going to... turn him into a decent quarterback. I don't know about great.
I don't know.
He'll be decent.
He seems like a nice kid. I'd invite him to my daughter's 15-year-old birthday party. He would fit right in with all the other trips,
right?
No, I think he'd fit right in.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.